the Contagious Victories podcast. Each week, we talk inspiration, explore possibilities, and share insights from creative perspectives. I'm Tori Blackman, and I'm here to remind you that your purpose in life is to celebrate the victories, because victories are contagious. Welcome, lovely souls, to another episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. I'm your host, Victoria B. Glass, and I'm thrilled that you decided to join me for another episode of Contagious Victories. Did you enjoy hearing from our guest, AJ, last week? That conversation deserves another applause. If you missed it, then I highly recommend you listen to episode 61 right after this episode wraps up. Now, it's just me here today, but we'll still have a good time. In today's show, we're going to discuss a topic that I believe has been resonating deeply with many of us over the last few months, and that is recognizing our value. But before we dive in, I want to extend a warm welcome to all of our listeners, especially to any new women out there who recently just found the show, maybe thanks to one of our awesome guests that we've had on lately. I bet you are someone who strives to offer the world and your customers something truly valuable. Am I right? Well, you are among like company. So welcome to the show, and we are glad to have you here. If you want to get to know me and the other members of the Contagious Victories group, then come join us on Facebook, introduce yourself, and show your face. If you're a talker like me, then maybe you deserve to be on the show. Start by joining our Facebook community and introducing yourself there. All you have to do is search Contagious Victories on Facebook, and our community should pop right up. So today we're talking about value, how to shift your mindset, recognize your value, and unlock your true worth. A bottle of water can be a dollar at the grocery store, but how much does it usually cost at the movies? Probably a few bucks more. Maybe it's $3 at the movie theater. Then at a concert or a football game where it's hot and there's a big crowd, it goes up in price. I've seen it for sale for $5 at a concert, and guess what? That's not even the highest I've seen it go for. Have you ever been thirsty on an airplane? It's like $7.50 for a bottle of water when you are at the airport or flying through the air. What changed? The only thing that is different is the place. The point is, the next time you feel like you have no value, your mindset is in the wrong place. Take personal responsibility for where you are and redirect everything back to Jesus, who traded his perfection for our flaws. We are valuable and worthy because we are his. Outside of him, our value fluctuates depending on this wishy-washy human world that we live in. We've got human minds, human hearts, human nature. It's also wishy-washy. However, when we identify with our true selves as children of God, there is a new standard, and that is what we're going to be talking about today. Sometimes it can be easy to overlook our true value, but what if I told you that by the end of this episode, you'll perceive yourself in a new way and truly recognize the value you have to bring to this world? In this episode, we will explore how to understand your value perception, identify and overcome limiting beliefs, change your perspective, and ultimately build the confidence and self-esteem needed to embrace your true value. By making these crucial shifts, you can take control of how you perceive yourself and upgrade to a new standard of self-worth. It all starts with understanding where your self-worth comes from. Imagine being able to confidently assert your value, knowing exactly what you bring to the table. So listen up. All right, we're going to start with understanding value perception. It's important to remember that your value perception is shaped by various factors, such as your upbringing, past experience, and personal insecurities. Now, these influences can sometimes cloud our ability to see our true worth and diminish the confidence that we have. As you start this journey of self-discovery, it's crucial to peel back the layers of self-doubt and misconceptions that have accumulated over time. This process will help you to gain clarity on what truly defines your value and your worth. By understanding your value perception, you can begin to shift your mindset and embrace an empowering and positive view of yourself. Because when you address any limiting beliefs that might be hindering your ability to see your true worth, you can start to unlock your full potential and step right on into your greatness. Okay, so assuming that we've taken some time to do a little bit of reflection, we now understand the perception of value with ourselves. One common obstacle that can hinder your journey to unlocking your true worth is the presence of limiting beliefs. What does this look like? Okay, so you know how every day we think like a million bazillion thoughts a day? Well, some of those thoughts that we have might not be complete truths. I know, it's wild to think, right? Limiting beliefs are deeply ingrained thoughts or perceptions that hold us back from recognizing and embracing the real person that we are, the person God made us to be. And just like when we're understanding our value perception, when we recognize these limiting beliefs, they can often be tied to past experiences, societal norms, or even self-imposed expectations. But here's the good news. You can begin to challenge and even reframe these limiting beliefs. This process of self-reflection is essential in shifting your mindset towards a more positive and empowering view of yourself. Once you're able to recognize and address these limiting beliefs, you can start to pave the way for a new perspective on your worth and potential, setting the stage for the transformative journey ahead and embracing your true value. It is common for individuals to hold on to certain beliefs or thoughts that have been ingrained in their minds, shaping how they perceive themselves and their self-worth. These limiting beliefs can manifest in various forms, such as doubts about one's abilities, comparison to others, or even fear of failure. By recognizing these beliefs, you can start to break free from their constraints and open up yourself to new possibilities. Changing your perspective, on the other hand, involves shifting your mindset towards a more positive and empowering view of your capabilities. Once you are able to recognize and address these limiting beliefs, you can start to pave the way for a new perspective on your worth and potential. So let's recap what we've learned so far. First is understanding your value perception. What is your current situation? Number two, identifying your limiting beliefs. This is the cause of your current situations. And that means, how am I looking at myself right now? Whatever you understood in number one, this is why it's like that. So in this next step, changing your perspective, that is where the action happens. A key aspect of changing your perspective is shifting your focus from your perceived limitations to your strengths and your potential. By engaging in positive self-talk, practicing gratitude, and surrounding yourself with supportive individuals, you can begin to see yourself in a new light. Embracing a growth mindset and viewing challenges as opportunities for growth can also help to develop a more resilient and confident outlook on your worth. Now, sometimes we get stuck in little ruts where we can't break out of our limiting beliefs. And in those moments, it might seem like nothing can break us out of this terrible mindset that we might have about ourselves. But on those days, I want to give you another secret weapon, and that is the Bible. If you get your value from the creator of the universe, then there is absolutely nothing in the universe that can take that value away from you. On those days when I'm just really stuck in a negative spiral, I always like to open up my Bible and read about how God sees us. One of my favorite verses, I've said it before on the podcast, is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans of welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Another good one is 1 John 3:1. "See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him." I truly, truly invite you to dig deep and find the value that no one can take away from you because it was given to you by God. Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Ephesians 2:10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Friend, I know that this podcast episode is a mix of spiritual inspiration and tangible things that you can use to change your life. But in this episode about value, I felt like I wouldn't be doing you a service if I didn't bring up where I get my true value from. And that's what I invite you to do. Now, every day isn't the same. Some days I wake up and I forget where my value comes from and I have to be reminded. And that's why I'm making this podcast episode, so that whether it's me coming back and listening to it, or it's one of our new listeners who found the show through one of our guests, or you who has been here since the beginning, I want us to use this episode as a recalibration in order to find our true worth. And that is a big one, is knowing that your worth comes from your creator who created this entire universe, your God, my God, Christ the Father. John 15:15, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. God wants us to see ourselves the way that he sees us. And when we shake off all that sin, all that shame, all of those negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, then our eyes can be truly opened to who we are, what we were made for, and how God, our Creator, sees us. Last one, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Don't you think that we also shouldn't hide ourselves from ourselves? Now, changing your perspective. A key aspect of changing your perspective is shifting your focus from your perceived limitations to your strengths and potential. By engaging in positive self-talk, practicing gratitude, and surrounding yourselves with supportive individuals, you can begin to see yourself in a new light. Embracing a growth mindset and viewing challenges as opportunities for growth can also help you to develop a more resilient and confident outlook on your worth. By taking these steps, you can start to recognize the value that you bring to the table and the impact you can make in the world around you. I really hope a few of those verses woke you up to who you really are. Recognizing your true worth involves a deep reflection on your unique qualities, talents, and contributions. It's about acknowledging the value that you possess and the positive impact that you can make on those around you. Recognizing the strengths and the skills that you bring to the table, you can start to appreciate your worth and the importance of your presence in various aspects of your life. Embracing this mindset allows you to approach challenges with confidence and resilience. Knowing that God gave you the ability to overcome obstacles and achieve the goals he put on your heart. An exercise that I do maybe once a quarter is to take a step back and acknowledge, reflect on past successes, moments of growth, and instances when you've made a positive impact. This little step will start to build a strong foundation of self-confidence and self-esteem. This awareness will empower you to fully embrace your capabilities, and it will start to build your belief in yourself and your abilities to achieve the greatness that God has set out for your life. And as you continue to nurture your self-awareness and recognize the unique qualities and strengths that make you who you are, you'll find that your confidence and your self-esteem naturally seem to get stronger. It's all about embracing this journey of self-discovery and celebrating the progress you make along the way. Seriously. By acknowledging the value God has given you and bringing it to the world, then what you're doing is laying the groundwork for an empowering life. Remember, building self-confidence and self-esteem is not a one-time accomplishment, but instead it's an ongoing practice that will continue to strengthen you as you grow and evolve. Stay committed to honoring your worth and embracing your potential, knowing that God gave you that greatness. So let it shine. It's time to upgrade to a new standard and truly value yourself the way God made you. So just like this podcast does, take the time to celebrate, no matter how big or small. Surround yourself with uplifting people who support you and who remind you of your worth when you may be feeling low. Engage in activities that make you feel confident and empowered, whether it's pursuing a hobby that you love or setting and achieving personal goals God lays on your heart. By nurturing your self-esteem in this way, you'll find that You approach life with a newfound sense of assurance and resilience. This, in turn, will enable you to grow and evolve into the best version of yourself. In a world that often undervalues our worth, it is up to us to shift our mindset by understanding our value perception, identifying limiting beliefs, changing our perspective, and building confidence. We can unlock the potential within us and recognize our true value. Remember, God made you deserving of all the good things life has to offer. Embrace the way He made you. It's time to upgrade to a new standard and truly value yourself. As Maya Angelou once said, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. So go ahead and embrace your worth and let your light shine bright. If you enjoyed this episode or know a friend who would get a lot out of it, please share the show. It's one small action you can take that has a big outcome, both in my life and those that you share it with. If you're a new listener, we'd love to get to know you over in the Contagious Victories Facebook community. Just search the podcast on Facebook and it should come right up. I hope you've enjoyed this episode just as much as I've enjoyed making it for you. I'll catch you next week. Bye, friends. Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of the Contagious Victories podcast. If the show inspired you to share your own victory story, I'm here to tell you the world deserves to hear it. Submit it to me online at toriblackman.com. Review and subscribe if that feels right. Telling a friend about the show helps Contagious Victories to grow. Plus, we all appreciate a little sunshine. I'm Tori B. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you soon.